And a quick look now at New York City. Police union officials there warned that a vaccine mandate would force tens of thousands of officers off the streets. But after the vaccination deadline last night, only 34 are out on unpaid leave today. Gwen Hogan is a reporter with WNYC. Gwen, 34. Was all that talk of mass strikes and sick outs a bluff?
Well, we've sort of avoided all those concerns for now because we saw a very large number of police officers who applied for religious and medical exemptions to vaccination, more than any other agency. By our estimates, around 8,000 officers. They still can come to work in the meantime as long as they get a weekly COVID test while the city is evaluating these applications for exemptions. Mm. You know, Mayor Bill de Blasio has promised to take a really narrow interpretation of what is a valid exemption, so we could see many of these officers denied exemptions. But, you know, the issues that you mentioned, we actually heard some of these in other agencies like the FDNY. There were twice as many firefighters calling out sick. And we've seen trash piling up over the last week with many sanitation workers apparently skipping their routes.
Yeah, let's talk about that. We understand with the sanitation workers and firefighters, 9,000 are out, 12,000 waiting for exemptions.
That's right. That's for the city overall. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, that's for the city overall of a workforce of 450,000 workers. So we're talking about a very small percentage of city workers overall. 92% have gotten this vaccine, the vaccine as of Monday, the city says. And, you know, they've said that in terms of emergency response times, we haven't seen that impacted, though we're obviously going to keep watching that. And we're going to be watching trash irregularities as well in the coming days.
Well, you know, this has got so many prongs to it. We saw Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, invite municipal workers to come to his state, you know, if they were upset with vaccine mandates in other states. Well, how do you think this is? What's the sense of how this is going to play out, Gwen?
I think it's very interesting to watch. I think the mandates have broad popularity overall in such a Democratic-leaning city like New York City. We've definitely seen some pushback happening on Staten Island, particularly where it's the only borough that leans Republican. We saw protests of sanitation workers there yesterday. But I think in terms of overall how this is going to play out, we'll see in the coming months whether this, you know, impacts Mayor Bill de Blasio's popularity overall.
And you know, these are tight groups of people. They support each other. They have each other's backs. But are there firefighters? You know, so many have had the vaccine. Are they saying, come on, we're public facing? Is anyone speaking out? They got through the COVID crisis.
We've seen leadership in some of the city agencies really come out and encourage their members to get vaccinated. Some of the unions have been more vocal and adamant, you know, if fighting these mandates. You know, we've seen one of the ongoing lawsuits is the Police Benevolent Association, and we've seen the fire department union really fighting this as well.
Gwen Hogan with WNYC in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.